Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, St. Thomas stakeholders receive land husbandry training. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, in partnership with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, conducted a 3-day land husbandry workshop in St. Thomas aimed at improving sustainable land management practices in the Yalas and Hope River watershed. Support funding also came from the Global Environment Facility, the government, and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. 40 participants were selected from farmers groups, NGOs, and government agencies that work in the watershed areas. Organizations represented included the Forestry Department, National Irrigation Commission, Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust, the St. Thomas Bee Farmers Association, and the St. Thomas Environment Protection Association Benevolent Society.
What we're looking at is the best land husbandry practices. So what are the best ways that we should go about utilizing our land, whether for agricultural purposes, for forestry purposes, building purposes, but the focus right here, because we're looking at agriculture, we're focusing on the best agricultural land husbandry practices.
Project coordinator Nelsa English Johnson. Participants were also taken into the field for practical demonstrations on land husbandry.
We also have to ensure that there's a certain level of harmony or balance with the system so we can balance conservation with the ability for persons to generate an income.
The Train the Train, a short course, forms part of the integrated management of the Yalas and Hope River Watershed Management Initiative. Mrs. Nelsa English Johnson says the aim of the training is to implement best practices for soil conservation, especially in farming communities.
We have severe degradation that is happening as a result of deforestation, improper agricultural techniques, files that are being used for land clearing, and so we're looking to put interventions in to curb those practices.
Focus is also being placed on sustainable ways of clearing land, planting on a slope, how to minimize soil erosion and planting cover crops or green manure to improve soil productivity.
Later on this year, we will actually start imparting this knowledge that the trainers have learned to farmers. So we'll be looking to train for this calendar year 100 farmers between both the Yalas and the Hope Watershed Management Unit in land husbandry best practices as well.
Coordinator, Yalas and Hope River Watershed Management Integrated Project, Nelsa English Johnson.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When junkra fly too high, im feather drop. Translation, when a junkra flies too high, his feathers will fall. And this means, don't try to be someone you're not. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.